Chattanooga at the Apple a Day prom, June 14th. We would love to see you there. I know, Seth, you had a meeting this morning. Everything going well?
Everything's great. We're just working on very small details at this point. But I think for everybody that went last year, I'm hoping they have just as good of a time as they did last year. And I think it's going to be better.
We have food from Chicho's, Dairy's Inn / Old Farmer's Creamery, Kawa Coffee.
Yeah, I mean, it's got everything you need as far as the food perspective, as far as entertainment. I mean, there's going to be a medium Struzzi and Orange Fabio performance. Who knows if Mike is going to do anything. I mean, JP from Roger and JP will be there.
He will.
Yeah. Oh, that's locked in.
Friggin' awesome.
Yeah, JP's coming in for it. SBK is going to be doing a red carpet special from there, and I know he's going to hang out for a while.
Hell yeah.
Danielle from 94.9 will be there. Chris Fisher will be there. Sean Daly.
Charlie Belcher and Lindsay Belcher.
Okay. We need to put them on the list. Nobody, we didn't know that.
Yep.
And then Tiffany Jenkins from Juggling the Jenkins will be there also.
Awesome. Man, this is going to be one great time.
Taking it to the next level.
Yeah, I think so. And obviously, we've extended the invitation to everyone at our station who wants to get involved just to let us know. And we heard from SBK. We heard from Johnny B.
Oh, yeah. Johnny B's got a he's doing a comedy show fundraiser on Sunday because he's not able to be at the prom. So he wanted to still do something for Apple a Day.
Well, that's awful nice of him.
Yes. Let's see if he can, I wanted to see if he can come in this week and talk about it.
It'd be great if we could have him in on Thursday or Friday and chat it up about it.
Yeah. He said hopefully Thursday or Friday. So
good.
There you go.
All right. Perfect. So that's June 14th. It is at Nova 535. We'd love to see you there. Select tickets remain in general admission. VIP is sold out, and you can get them at theboneonline.com or appleaday.org. Yesterday, we got to see firsthand how wonderful it is when these families get to give their kids iPads. Yesterday at Pin Chasers, we were able to give them Beats headphones and some iPencils and gift cards, and they get to bowl. And then we found out that Finn, how old is Finn, like six?
I don't know.
We got to find out that Finn is currently kicking cancer's ass, and his cancer is in remission.
Do you remember how old Finn is, Micah? Didn't you drop the iPad off to him?
Yeah, I want to say he's five. And he went in. It was a headache. They went and did the MRIs, and they found out what he had. And that was in October. So to see his mom and her walk up to me and say, we're in remission, I immediately started crying. But that is just, it's such a privilege to get to know these children and then also get to see them come out on the other side.
Yeah, we love being a part of that. John?
I was just going to mention, we were talking about it. Johnny B's comedy show is this Sunday, June 9th at Snappers in Palm Harbor. He's got a bunch of good comedians. All proceeds go to Apple a Day.
Good. I'll definitely go out there. Sunday, what time?
7 p.m.
Who's he got?
Cam Bertrand will be there. Matt Fernandez.
Very funny.
Ron Hortman, Mike Riviera, Chris Mattson, Rio Paris, and Jeff Klein. So it sounds like a bunch of comedians.
So I talked to Johnny B, I think, last Tuesday, and he was thinking about doing this, you know, before the prom. And I said, listen, if it's too short notice to put something together, it's all good. We can do it whenever. And look, he's like, listen, I should have no problem throwing together a show, and he got a bunch of good comics.
I feel like Johnny B's probably got like a stable of dudes that are ready to do whatever he needs at any given moment.
We all need that.
That sounded kind of weird.
Yeah, I'd love to have a stable of dudes
to do whatever you want at any given moment.
Fulfill my needs.
So thanks to Johnny for doing all that, and we'll talk to him this week on the show. And thanks to everybody who's helping organize this or pitch in any way whatsoever. It's going to be a great event, and I'd love for you to be a part of it. And if you would like to, again, appleaday.org.
Do we know if Ryan Adams is going to be there? Because we just found out over the weekend that Ryan Adams has a lot of good things to say about Drew. He loves him.
Did you hear this?
No, are you being sarcastic?
He's not being sarcastic.
I don't think I am.
Because I mean, he was a part of the prom drama last year. He wanted to be involved, and I get it. And you know, you guys had a back and forth, one sided.
It was more back than forth.
Yes, more back than
more me being a dick than anything else.
But everything was cool.
Yeah, no, it is. I don't know what they were doing on Johnny B's show. I can only assume that it was a takeoff on the wall that we have where everyone here writes insincere things about their coworkers to try to kiss their ass, and then they put it up on the wall.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was anonymous, but it's like, hey, this person loves Mike, so.
Right,
is that what it – I don't think you have to – no, wait, do you?
Yeah, you don't have to put your name, but most people are.
Like, okay.
Like, Stephanie rules so much. Love Jill. I mean, I love Stephanie, don't get me wrong. So, so I guess this was a takeoff of that, and they were asking – everyone on the Johnny B show to say nice things about people. And Anna was definitely asking Ryan Adams in a very non-leading way to say nice things about me.
Happy. Ryan, say something nice about Drew Garabo. I think okay. I think Drew Garabo is he's one of the most talented guys on the radio in the afternoons. I've listened to a lot of radio in my time here. I've lived in the Tampa area for 30 plus years. And talk radio more specifically between sports radio and this station before
nobody
I got
hired.
Nobody
gives a goddamn about your
I'm
resume.
I'm just telling you, man. Like,
okay, well, let's not talk about talent. Let's talk about, like, character.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I you think... know, like, because Monica's, like, a really good person. She's dedicated to what she does. Like, you know, Mo is very thoughtful. Like, what do you have to say about Drew?
Yeah. I think.
Well, she's a little shock jock, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. She definitely has a lot of room to talk because she works with a lot of charities, especially ones that work with people with disabilities.
He's one of the most charitable guys in this market, if not the most charitable guys in this market. The amount of money that he raises for kids, name me somebody else in this market, or maybe any market in the state of Florida that probably that does more for kids than Drew Garabo does.
I mean, we don't have these stats, but yes, no. You're right. He's a
philanthropist, man. He's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, benevolent as hell, yes.
That one, that's a word, too.
Good dad.
Fantastic father. Yeah. He's constantly saying great things about his son and supportive of his son. And look,
razor,
as a father, yeah.
Razor sharp wit.
Absolutely.
Like a goddamn King Cobra.
Yeah. Whack. Being a dad myself, I love the fact and admire the fact that he's so supportive of his son being a single dad, and I think it's great, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's nice, right?
I know, right? Like, yeah. The whole time you're waiting for the other shoe to drop, but it never dropped.
Although I feel like Anna was jamming Ryan up for a reason, but I don't know if Ryan told us how he really feels.
I mean, that being said, in defense of Anna, there is if you're going to throw a name out for Ryan Adams and you want to create some drama, it probably the one guy who he has somewhat of a storied past with over the past year. You know, things haven't been good between, well, I don't think you. I didn't really think you liked him very much.
I thought everything was cool.
Yeah, we're cool.
Super cool.
I mean, I think we're cool.
You both keep to yourselves. It's fine.
Yeah, I just do me, and he does him, and we're cool. I think.
Did you feel like he was being cool?
I felt like it. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I felt like he was sincere in what he said.
Yes.
I definitely feel like Anna was trying to lead him into something.
Although I feel like if we asked him that off the air. Yeah, I feel like we might get a different answer.
Oh, sure, but all of us would give different answers about just about anything involving other people at the station off the air.
That's a good point. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, you know. No, almost all of us, Micah. Jeff, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, what's going on, Jeff?
What's good, Jeff?
They were at the end of their show. They always do like a national holidays, whatever. And the holiday they were talking about was say something nice about somebody. So they were just going around the room.
This is at the beginning of the show, FYI.
Not the end of the show, but the beginning of the show. All right. Well, thank you, man. Appreciate that very much, I suppose. If you engage in gunplay in the bedroom, that could end poorly. Just ask Andrew Chenot from Valrico. He's 23, and he and his young lady friend, Paloma Williams, girlfriend of about 2 weeks, are hanging out in his place. He said that they had been using a 9mm Taurus handgun for, quote, sexual gratification and arousal. It was an activity they had engaged in on prior occasions. They were fully clothed and seated on his bed. She rubbed the gun along his body, and he did the same to her. When the gun was pointed at her chest, she grabbed his hand, and the gun went off. And emergency personnel tried to revive her. She collapsed. She died. I'm sorry. As emergency personnel tried to revive her, he collapsed. He and his girlfriend were taken to Brandon Regional Hospital. She later died.
So for all this to be hot, do you have to know the gun is loaded?
I can't answer that question because I don't know. I would say that's probably it. I will say a contributing factor, he said he did not intend to shoot her. He snorted a small amount of methamphetamine about 2 hours before the shooting, and he said that she took fentanyl.
Isn't that enough of foreplay, though, the meth and the fentanyl? I mean, why do you need the guns at that point? Like, I'm already ready to perform.
Well, and this guy should be off the hook, because who's to say that she wasn't going to die from the fentanyl anyways?
Good point.
I like that after only being together for 2 weeks, they were somehow able early on in the relationship to get out there in the open what they're both into. And
right.
There's some people that have been married for 10-plus years, and they're afraid to say, hey, put a gun to my chest to get me going.
It takes a lot, as we peg bros know. It takes a lot sometimes of time and patience to introduce to your partner what you're really into.
That's serious. Yeah, I mean, I have no interest in the gun. Maybe you throw a strap on that thing so you can wear it around and That'll do it for me.
Yeah, like if you can wear the gun between your legs like a strap, then it's hot. But otherwise, man, you're just a freak.
But this is obviously something people are into, gun and knife play. And
for sure.
Yeah. Is this guy getting charged?
Yeah.
Oh, he is?
Well, I would think so.
Manslaughter, I think.
Well, right. Accident.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in jail still today on a manslaughter charge.
Accident, though, right?
Well, I mean, foreplay gone wrong, yeah.
Unless they can really prove it, but when you put a gun to somebody's chest and pull the trigger, how can that be manslaughter?
They've been together for 2 weeks. They're going to trust this story in full?
I'm not saying that's what happened, but it just seems like there'd be a little more to it. Like, you would think maybe this guy just killed this girl.
You would think that, but just foreplay gone wrong,
man. And then what? After he did a small bump of meth, all of a sudden he's like, oh, hey, yeah, foreplay. That's good. They're going to buy that one.
Well, I would imagine you got that one locked and loaded.
This meth people so are very honest, I think, and I believe him.
The meth will not let you lie. Uh-uh.
That is one thing they say about meth heads. Very honest people.
So if you want to weigh in, and especially if you're into gunplay as foreplay, we definitely want to take that call at 727-579-1025. Coming up next, though, we have It's Okay, It's Not Okay. It involves an Inside Edition reporter. I'm so glad that you picked this one, too, because I saw this over the weekend, and the guy's face, the faces that this guy is making while he is browbeating this reporter. This guy is a demon.
Well,
this guy is a demon cloaking himself in the cloth. And when you hear what this preacher is suggesting, well, we want you to weigh in on whether it's okay or not okay. With school being out, do you see your children all day? Are you at work and you just trust that they're going to be in the house? Not, I don't know, burning your crap down? Do you have a halo of protection surrounding your house? Do you have a full-time operator available 24/7 to help with minor and major situations as they arise? SafeTouch can help you. The always-on feature from SafeTouch means you have constant access to all of the changes going on in your home. How cool is that? You get notifications of anyone leaving or entering the premises, and they're all sent to your cell phone with video clips immediately. You can know what your kids are doing constantly. Isn't it worth it to you to eliminate a situation before it happens? And it only costs you about $1.50 a day, $1.50 a day to know that your children are safe and sound. You got a nanny? You can never be sure how your children are being cared for or even behaving while you're away. Don't just assume. Verify with your SafeTouch camera. Right now, if you call 888-723-8682 and mention the promo code Tampa, SafeTouch will hook you up with a free indoor camera with two-way voice. That's 888-723-8682, promo code Tampa, or safetouch.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.